Well, it's definitely something that we don't work on very often because our defense is a 4-3 and we play two 4-3 teams. So it's an ongoing process throughout training camp to work on it. But when you're a new program like we are, we definitely could use more, and we're just going to do as much as we can this week. It's a combination of things. They play very stout two-gap defense on first and second down with a combination of some pressures. But then on third down, Dick LeBeau's been known for years to have a lot of tough nickel blitzes, show you one way, blitz the other way, roll a guy from the line of scrimmage down to a deep half to cover. And so that's what makes it difficult. It's just hard to see where they're coming from. Yeah, definitely. You know, we've done a good job at home with pre-snap penalties. And now we got to carry it out onto the road. And as you heard here in practice, we have noise. We're practicing a lot with noise and trying to get used to that atmosphere, and we've been pretty good this week. Well, there's all technique, definitely, is different when you're playing a 3-4 defense, two-gap, way different. And so, it was like we said, we continued that throughout training camp, even though we weren't seeing it. We talked about it. We worked on it sparingly, but we did work on it. And so, we're just, you know, we're trying to take that into consideration for this week. Well, the silent snap count has been worked on as well since day one. On the off season and throughout training camp, so it is a get off factor, and part of football is we know the snap count and they don't, and so the offense you hope can get off faster than the defense. So you have to do a good job of understanding the mechanics and understanding the timing with your center, and that's what we've been working on. Well, we're a young program, so in this offense, so there's times that we ask Jay to make decisions on what plays or what we're doing, and then there's times we don't. So it's a combination of both. Well, definitely, you know, to use a resource like Mel is a smart thing to do, and anytime I get a chance to do that, I do. And so, you know, what gives you headaches in a 3-4? What's tough on you? What do you want to see in a 3-4? And so that conversation has happened. Yes.